Hey everyone, it's Andrea, and this is my second podcast. I was going to make a YouTube video about this, but I didn't really get too many questions to like answer in a full-length video, so I'm just gonna make a podcast about the one question that I got. And like my whole post was just like, hey, like if you need any help with like post-breakup stuff, or if you like just are struggling with like self-awareness, self-love, all that stuff, like I'll talk about it, because I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I just like I don't struggle with that as much as I used to, and that's because I feel like I know myself really well, even though every day I'm still finding out like so much about myself. But I guess, well, the question that I got, let me go look at it to be like exact so that I don't like chop it up. Let me see. Okay, so the question was, any tips on how to pick yourself back up after feeling like you're not good enough for someone? So I feel like I can relate to this a lot because this is like something that happened to me a lot back then. I feel like I also, kind of experienced this a lot in my past relationship, but I'll talk about that, like, later on in the podcast. But basically, like, I remember when I didn't, like, have a lot of, just, like, self-love for myself. Like, I pretty much, like, was very depressed, and I didn't really focus on who I was as a person. Like, I was still going to school, I was still working, but I never like really sat down with myself and was like, oh, like this is what I'm really good at, this is what I'm not good at, and I'll work on this to make it like something better, you know. But I never really was like self-aware of my qualities and what I'm capable of doing. I was just like going with the flow of life, which was like kind of bad to do, because you should really care about yourself as you're working and going to school and everything. But there was a point in my life, like it wasn't even like a point, it was like a fucking, I don't even know how to explain it, but I remember, I'm not gonna go too deep into this because it's kind of like a whole different topic, but basically, let's see, how do I word this? All right, so let's see. Fuck. Am I really gonna expose myself? I guess. Okay. Well, it's not even that bad, but I guess just having divorced parents kind of like fucks with that a lot. So I don't know if like this person that asked me this question is like someone that has divorced parents, but I feel like having divorced parents really fucks you up. Like, as you get older, like, when I was, like, 8 years old when my parents got divorced, so I didn't really understand anything, but the older I got, the more I was just, like, I hate men, like, they're trash, and then what was I talking about? Fuck, I literally had lost my train of thought. What was I talking about? Oof. Oh yeah. All right. So, like, since my parents like got divorced when I was really young, at like when I was around 12 years old, I don't know why I had always felt like really guilty. Not that like the whole thing was my fault, but just more like, I don't know, I felt like I didn't deserve anything good. Like, if I couldn't have a family, I felt like I couldn't have anything else. So, like, from age 12, literally all the way up to, like, when I was 21, I would constantly tell myself, like, I don't deserve anything good. Like, every single day. So I feel like that's what made me really settle into, like, things that just weren't good for me. And I knew that they weren't good for me, but I would still go after them because I'm like, this is all that I'm attracting. So I'm just gonna stick with it and like not even like try to ignore it or anything. Like if this is what I'm being offered, then it's what I'm gonna take. But that's where I was wrong. Because I felt like a lot of this was happening to me and when I first started college. So it's just like I was talking to all these guys, you know, in high school and in middle school, just my whole life. I never gave a shit about relationships ever. Because it just wasn't something that I was interested in. It wasn't my focus. It was like, I feel like also because the way that I was, like, you know, like all I would want to do at school and high school was like run. And I was so focused on sports that that's like all I cared about. Like, I didn't want to be with anyone. I didn't want to date anyone. I didn't want to go to school dance with anyone. Like, yeah, I thought people were cute and shit, but like, I didn't care about stuff that other people seem to care about more than me, you know? And it's just like, once I went to college, I felt like I didn't have much experience, you know? Like, people talk to shitty people in high school, or like, they end up being in relationships, and it teaches them a lot more. But for me, it was just like, oh shit, like, I don't even know how to talk to a guy. And it's fucking easy. But I mean, I remember the first time I went out with someone, I was literally like, this is when my anxiety was really bad too. So like, I don't even know how to explain it. And let me just not talk about that. But I was literally like 19. Yeah, like 19, the first time I had ever like gone out with someone. Which I feel like it's not bad, but I mean, like, damn, compared to other people, that's kind of late. I don't know. But I felt like since I still had that mentality that like I didn't deserve good things, I would just like settle for whoever wanted to talk to me. Not whoever, honestly, but I mean, like, for the most part, if you were shitty, like, I would like you because that's all I was used to. Like, I was just used to having shitty things happen to me, so I would settle for people that made me feel shitty. But then, like, also, I don't know if that has happened to you, or if you've ever experienced that, like, you kind of just settle because you just want to feel secure rather than, like, have someone, like, truly appreciate you. So I feel like that could be a factor in, like, you not feeling like you're good enough for someone, because like the right person, and I know this is like really corny, but like the right person will like never make you feel like you're nothing, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not gonna say like that this person is gonna be like obsessed with you or anything, but like they'll like, you'll know that they like truly respect you and care for you and all of that, and like think you're truly great and shit like that. Like, you'll straight up just know. But like, I feel like we kind of like go after these guys that just like don't give a shit because we like to like, I don't know, like fuck ourselves up. I don't know if that could even be it with you, but that's how it was for me. Like, I liked being hurt. Not anymore, bitch. I don't want to be hurt. But, like, I liked being hurt because that's all I was used to. So if I was happy, I was just like, oh, no, like, I don't know how to, like, control this. I don't know, like, I'm not used to this. So I remember, like, in my past relationship. So let's see. What was the question again? Like, how do you pick yourself back up after feeling like you're not good enough for someone? Let's see. Because, like, in my past relationship, my ex would like constantly be sad and I couldn't do anything, and it made me feel like, holy shit, I'm not good enough for this person because I can't even like cheer them up. I can't even like fix this for them. You know what I mean? And it like made me really insecure, and it just made me feel like, oh, there's probably someone out there that he's talking to that is making him feel better. But it also made me feel like I'm just not a good person because I can't help out this person, because for me, it's like so in my nature to help people and to be there for them and to just like be that person. Like, I want to be that person that people go to because I feel like I understand a lot, but I feel like when people don't allow me to understand them, it just, like, it makes me feel like I'm not good enough. So that was, like, a constant, like, theme in my past relationship of just me not feeling like I was good enough for this person. And it wasn't, like, that this person was, like, the fucking, like, I don't even know, like, he wasn't, I don't know, like, I just put him, like, on such a pedestal that to me, I was just, like, way below him, and I was just, like, holy shit, like, I need to cater to this person because they're my whole world, whatever. But then, like, I don't know, I feel like it also, like, a factor that plays in this is, like, why, like, what about this person is so special that they're, like, better than you, and that they're, like, that you have to be so much for them, you know what I mean? Like, does that even make sense? Like, what is this person offering you that you deserve, that they deserve to be offered back? You know what I mean? Like, for me, I felt like I had to cater to my ex so bad, but what was he offering me besides, like, fucking anxiety and shit? Like, nothing. Like, literally nothing. There was no moral support, no, like, nothing, literally. Like, I would vent about something and it'd be like, oh, that sucks. Like, literally, I had no support, I had no, like, whatever, you know what I mean? And it's just like why did I have to change my entire self and, like, try to, like, force myself to be this person that, like, you know, like, just to please this other person. But I feel like, you know, let's, like, talk about, like, rejection, like, just dating, I guess. I have dated, and it's fun, but at the same time, you have to, like, be aware that, like, this person may or may not catch feelings for you. Because, like, if you're dating someone, it's kind of, like, like, you're interested in this person more than just, like, let's hang out. But at the same time, you're just hanging out. So, like, ever since I got out of my relationship, I've dated a total of 3 guys. And, you know, like, I felt like the shittiest one really, like, made me grow a lot. And made me realize a lot about myself, which I know that, like, all of us don't really want to go through, like, shitty situations anymore. We're, like, tired of being, like, treated like shit, being ghosted, you know, but, like, it also helps us, if that makes any sense. Like, you take good from the bad, and basically, I don't even know if this guy is going to be listening to this, and if he is, you're trash. Anyways, basically, I was dating this guy, and I thought he was really, really cool, you know, like, I felt like I could, like, I could be myself that I was, like, when I was 19, but then, like, why didn't I want to be how I was when I was 19, when I could be who I am right now, you know, like, I don't know, like, it was just, like, this whole, like, nostalgia thing that I was just, like, holy shit, like, he's really into, like, what I was into back then, and, like, you know, like, he was really into, like, rap, R&B, and that's what I was really, really into back then. But right now, I'm just more, like, I'm into everything, but right now, it's just, like, I'm totally different than I was when I was 18. And I just remember, like, this guy, like, he would just always constantly ask me about my ex, and he would bring up his ex, and then, like, he would just ask me weird shit, but, like, I also thought he was really cool. And it was also, like, the first kiss that I've had with someone after getting out of a breakup. So I felt like that kind of changed it up a bit. But, you know, like, I met this guy's parents. It was really fucking horrible. I don't want to meet your parents, okay? So I met his parents, and I would go over his house all the time. So it was just, like, you know, we would just chill. Like, we didn't do anything like that, thankfully, because, like, he wouldn't have to serve that. But he just ghosted me one day. Like, everything was going really well. But then, like, he ghosted me. And then I was like, hey, can we, like, at least talk about this. Like, if we're not going to talk anymore, then just, like, you know, let's talk about why, you know, just, like, for closure. And he sent me a paragraph. He popped off. He popped off on me telling me, like, that I wouldn't open up fast enough, that I wasn't doing this, I wasn't doing that, I wasn't being emotional enough, that I was too quiet. But I'm like, dude, that's how I am. Like, if you don't like that, then why are you dating me? But at the same time, that's why he goes to me, because he didn't like that anymore. And I remember just being, like, so torn up about it, because it made me feel, like, very exposed, like, very vulnerable. It's just like, holy shit, like, it made me, like, in a sense, like, feel ashamed of who I was as a person, because I was like, oh, I'm too emotional, I'm too this, I'm too that. Like, I need to tone it down. But why the fuck am I going to tone it down to make someone else comfortable? Like, I'm not going to do that. And I feel like, you know, I wasn't being emotional enough, because I literally had nothing to fucking offer. Like, I was just there to date, you know? Like, I'm not going to, like, cater to you. You're not my boyfriend. You're not my significant other. Like, I'm not going to do the most for you, which is dating. And I just remember, like, it took me about a month to get over that. And it wasn't, like, mainly to get over him. It was just, like, to get over the fact that, like, I just felt like I wasn't good enough for this person. And I was just like, oh, I should have opened up sooner. I should have done this. I should have done that. But in reality, like, why? Like, everything went the way that it needed to go. Because I knew, like, going into dating that I wasn't going to force myself to do anything. And I feel like if you need to know, like, your boundaries and, like, what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, what you're okay with doing over a certain amount of time, whatever, stuff like that. Like, you have to know yourself. But I feel like the way I picked myself back up after that is I started going to the gym more. I was already going to the gym, but I started going, like, constantly just to, like, feel stronger as a person, you know, to just feel better about myself and be able to look at myself and be like, yeah, like, I'm fucking hot. I don't know. That sounds ugly, but it's true. Like, everyone does that. And I just, like, I started painting more. Like, I had a lot more free time. So I just literally, like, got to know myself a lot more. And I feel like something that really helps pick yourself back up no matter what, like, situation it is music, because music is just, like, it is such an amazing form of art. It's just, imagine, like, our lives without music. Like, holy shit, I don't know, I would probably be dead. Yeah, basically, I can make you a playlist if you want, but, yeah, just music, it really helps you pick yourself back up. I feel like I listened to a lot of, what did I even listen to? I would listen to that, that song by Lizzo, Truth Hurts, because a lot of my coworkers at the time would play it, and I would just, like, would play it even more, because it would remind me of them, and it just, like, would make me happy, and I was just like, this song's really good. And this is, like, when Triggered by Jhené Aiko came out, so just, like, it was good timing. So definitely, like, music, it really, really helps. And that's just how you could just, like, vent and take all that frustration and hurt out of you and just move on. And I feel like you need to know your worth, because, like, the person that asked me this, like, you're fucking amazing. Like, I literally, like, I love you. I know, like, we don't hang out like that, but, like, I literally, like, I have so much respect for you, and I think you're really cool, and, like, you have so much to offer, and if someone doesn't want that, then, like, that's on them, that's their mistake. And I know that sounds corny too, but it's just, like, that's literally on them, that's their choice. And I feel like a lot of us want people to stay even though they don't want to, because we're like, come on, please, like, you need it. Like, it's kind of like a, what, like, not like validation, but just like a, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't know. But you just, like, want someone to see who you truly are, because no one ever really gives you the chance, if that makes any sense. You're like, please just, like, stay. Like, you're so close to finding out this. And then that would make them stay. But, like, you know, someone doesn't want to stay in the beginning, and just let them go. It's, yeah, it fucking sucks. But you'll meet new people for sure. I feel like, you know, like, what else can you do to pick yourself back up? I feel like just hanging out with your friends, find a way to just, like, channel out all your anger, frustration, whatever you're feeling. Like, make podcasts, make YouTube videos. You already do that, so you're good. But I feel like, you know, just don't ever let anyone make you feel like you're shit. Ever. Because, like, you allow people to treat you a certain way. And you allow yourself to react a certain way to these things. Because, I don't know, I'm just, like, I'm thinking right now of things that people tell me back then that won't even affect me now. So, just truly, like, know yourself to the core, to, like, the point where, like, if someone doesn't want you, you're literally, like, oh, shit, like, you missed out. Because you don't want to have someone, like, not be into you and then just be, like, oh, I really am not shit. Like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, I feel like that's all I have to say. I'm really, like, I can't think straight right now because I just woke up a while ago, so I might add to this podcast later, might edit it, might make a new one, I don't know, but for the most part, that's what I wanted to say, and I feel like that's mainly, like, all I could really say to help you, because that's what helped me, so, yeah. If you guys have any other, like, requests or questions that you want me to discuss about an answer, just feel free to DM me on Twitter or Instagram, or just text me if you know me. But yeah, thanks for listening, and hope everyone has a great day.